Hello and hi, welcome to another Slice of Sci-Fi. I'm Summer Brooks, and my guest today is Alberto Belli, the director of a new, I'm going to call it a horror comedy, from XYZ Films called Gatlop. And that movie will be available for everyone out to view on demand and on digital on June 16th of this year. And Alberto, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I have to ask, where did the idea for this craziness come from?
It came from Jim Mahoney, who is the writer and also stars in it. I met Jim for a while. We've been friends. And then we did a short together back in the day called It's Not Porn, It's HBO, that changed our careers. And since then, I wanted to work with him again. And then we were just having coffee. And then he tells me this crazy idea that he just had like a really fun night with his friends doing a drinking game. And what if he combined that with Jumanji? And I was like, oh, my God, I'm hooked. I'm in. So I got very lucky that I was part of it since the inception. And then, you know, probably he worked on it like a year, probably the script. And then I got very lucky that once it was done, I was still attached to direct the movie. It came from like a real experience from Jim and having fun with his friends.
I would love to know which drinking game made him think up this insanity. Gatlop is the name of the game that they're playing in the film, and it turns out to be a cursed game, which leads to all sorts of uncomfortable shenanigans. And first of all, does Gatlop actually really mean anything?
It does mean something. It comes from, and again, I'm from Mexico, so I'm going to say this wrong, but like running the gullet. So basically, Gatlop comes, it's like the Swedish name for that. And it was when, back in the day, when they used to, you know, capture a lot of people, and then if one of them could escape, everyone would escape. So it does come from a real word.
So that running the gauntlet that was mentioned in the movie, is that really is the source of the word?
That is really the source of the word, yes. Yeah.
Now I'm thinking of like the running of the bulls with demon bulls. So talk about getting this story on film, because it's horror. There's a lot of mayhem going on, but there's also a lot of comedic drama in basically, this cursed game forces you to face yourself and accept yourself or die. And I'm like, wow, that's kind of extreme. But the way it's pulled off in the movie is a lot of, it's intriguing and amusing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. It was fun. Like, I guess like it was challenging, you know, how do you like make it funny, but at the same time, towards the end, it gets more dramatic and dramatic as the game forces everyone playing it to be honest with each other. So I think like we were always very conscious about starting the movie in a very fun, intriguing way. And then as the characters are feeling it, that they have to open up, like we also feel that. So it was kind of like a journey going through, like hopefully it felt smooth, but it's like gets darker and darker and darker, and then it becomes funny again, basically.
Yeah, because the idea of having a drinking game to cheer up your best friend whose life has been falling apart, that's not a typical way to cheer people up. But then again, I'm guessing it's better than a pub crawl and probably less expensive. But the chemistry between these characters, it really did seem like they had been really, really close friends, and then they sort of maintained a casual connection during this intervening 8-year gap where they were friendly but not really close. And the way it unfolded through having to play this game, through being forced to interact with each other honestly because of this game, they reconnected with each other, and no spoilers, that helps them through the darkest of times. And the pacing of it was really, really intriguing, because you could feel as the night went on, because they only have until 6 a.m. or else oblivion. And the tension, it seemed as the film went on, the tension grew as the time passed, and it sped up what was happening. And I thought that was a support, a good way to enhance the pacing, the emotional impact of the story. How long did it take to get that, I guess, that chemistry, that pacing on the film?
Yeah, we got really lucky with the cast, like, for the chemistry. Like, when we're doing this movie, it was like at the beginning of the pandemic, where we couldn't, you know, see anyone. And like, so we only did like chemistry reads through Zoom. But somehow when they appear on set, the four actors, they felt like they were friends forever. Kind of like you were saying, there was just magic happening on set. And then the pacing of the movie, it was already kind of like conceived, I guess, in the script. Like, we knew it was like, by the time that we were getting there, people were getting anxious probably, like, to see what was going to happen next. So it was already like planted, like maybe like the challenges were like shorter, and so like it gets very emotional moment without, you know, spoiling it anything. And then so we could pause there, so we could earn that moment. So it's a lot about pre-planning and in editing, it was just putting together what was already kind of like written. And the chemistry is just something that you could never, you know, account for. So I feel really lucky that the actors get along so well.
Awesome. Now, talk about the special effects. How long was the movie in post? Because I'm guessing the shoot wasn't very long, because most of the movie takes place inside that house. But there are some very subtle effects added later, in addition to some of the practical ones. How long was that process after filming?
It was super long. I think it was probably, I want to say like maybe 6 to 8 months. It was quick. We shot the movie for, it was supposed to be 15 days, and then we got like a COVID positive that it was false, basically. So we had to shut down, and then because it was very small budget, we couldn't, you know, recuperate that. So it was shut actually like probably like 13.5 days, 14. And then the post, because of the same thing, it was fairly quick. So we maybe edited for 2 months, and then like 4 months of VFX and color and music and all that fun stuff.
Some of the scenes and the music as well were very, very 80s, 90s extravaganza throwback. That jazzercise scene had me cracking up, because it put me in mind of all those, you know, 80s cheesy exercise videos. But the moves they were doing reminded me of the dancers from the movie The Running Man. And I couldn't stop laughing. I thought that was the most hilarious thing ever. Where did the idea for that throwback come from?
I guess somehow, like, we knew we wanted to get out of the house at some point, because, like you mentioned before, everything happens in that house. I was like, what could it be, like, a fun to go without being, again, like super expensive? And there was something about that it was very entertaining, and I love musicals, so we wanted to put like maybe like a music number there. And then definitely we researched a lot of like those 80s, you know, kind of like you said, like those cheesy that they were taking so seriously, right, like back in the day, like, and they all look so cheesy now. It's just like, let's get that inspiration from that, and then taking it seriously, like, you know, like the outfits, and like, I think they were authentic from the 80s, and like the hair and all that stuff. So it was so much fun to create that scene. So I'm so happy that you responded to it.
The hair and the outfits were so throwback, and just I was like, I honestly couldn't believe I was seeing what I'm like, who in the world put this in there? They're a crazy genius.
Thank you.
Oh
We
my
have so
goodness.
much fun.
Oh, I'm glad it was fun to make because it was fun to watch once all the pieces started coming together. And I have to ask, are you working on anything else that we would be able to see soon, or that you can talk about?
Yeah, I mean, I'm editing right now actually a movie for Disney, a Christmas movie. So it's kind of a departure, but not really from this movie, because that one is like action adventure too, and it's about these kids who are naughty who are gonna steal the present they didn't get on Christmas from Santa. And it's about, again, about a lot of friendship. So I guess like the theme remains, but like it's a different movie for sure. That's my next thing. Yeah.
I would actually love to see Disney put out a Christmas horror movie. That would be iconic.
That would be so fun.
Oh my goodness. So is comedy more your wheelhouse, or comedy mixed with other genres like horror or thriller?
I think you just described it. I think I'm leaning to like comedy mixed with something else, like whether like comedy horror, comedy action adventure, or comedy sci-fi. I think I'm leaning to comedy to make people hopefully laugh and forget about their problems of the day or whatever. I think that really inspires me as a filmmaker. And then I do like that added like twist of another genre to keep it fresh and interesting.
Awesome. Well, I hope you had as much fun making Gatlop as I had watching it. For you, was there any particular element that was the most fun for you?
I think the most fun was, I'm gonna say like probably the bathroom scene is like a simple scene but there was something so funny how they were playing it for real in the moment that I was trying not to laugh behind the scenes. And then another fun aspect was like for sure as a filmmaker creating the board game and designing it. That was probably also one of my things about making this movie is like how do you make something that feels old and so people would have been playing it for a long time, but also feels modern that people will be excited to play today.
Yeah, the game, for me, the game seemed to be a mashup of Monopoly and Candyland with the little characters moving around and maybe, I guess, a little bit of possessed chutes and ladders. I don't know. But yeah, Candyland mash up with Monopoly and, oh yeah, a curse.
There you go. Perfect description.
Awesome. Well, Alberto, I would like to thank you for putting together such a fun, crazy, unexpected movie and for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you for having, and so happy to hear that you enjoyed the movie, and I hope everyone will have that same experience. But thank you. Thank you.
The supernatural horror comedy Gatlop from XYZ Films will be available for everyone to see on demand in the digital on June 16th. Check it out, and we'll be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi right after this.
Escape Pod is your destination for the best in modern short science fiction. Our intrepid crew of editors and hosts will bring you fun, thought-provoking, in-flight entertainment every week as the pod careens around the multiverse. In the mood for a classic? We've got Anson Mount, also known as Captain Christopher Pike, reading Theodore Sturgeon. Want something a little more up-to-date? Jennifer R. Donahue's Surveillance Fatigue has you covered. In every sense. From classic space opera to intimate character drama, from heroic alien pets waiting for their families, to herds of literal Einsteins and the benevolent conspiracy they're hatching, Escape Pod has it all at escapepod.org. So buckle up, because it's story time.
Hi, this is Barbara Crampton, and you're listening to Slice of Sci-Fi. Ooh, scary.
Yeah, once again, the movie is Gatlop from XYZ Films. You should be able to see it on your favorite digital platforms on June 16th. The movie is amusing. The drama is a little bit melodramatic, but also entertaining, because you have to see you get to see the lengths that these characters have to go to. They have to decide, do they want to live or do they want to open themselves up? Do they want to make themselves vulnerable to these feelings of regret and shame and just wanting to maintain appearances for their friends? It's fun. It's fun. The design of the game intrigued me a lot, because it looked like they did repurpose an old board game like Candyland or Chutes and Ladders and everything else. Four friends who aren't as close as they used to be, who've come together to help one of them forget his troubles. He's going through a divorce, and add in a metric buttload of alcohol, and you can see where this movie goes. I thought it was fun. I'm not a particular fan of comedy, but when the comedy serves the genre and the story that's being told, it's a boon rather than a burden. So yeah, I would recommend checking this out. It starts out a little bit slow because it has to tell the full backstory of the primary character, Paul, and the divorce he's going through. But once you see everybody's little, I guess, starting points, literally the starting points they are when they put themselves as pieces on this game board, the machinations become apparent and intriguing to watch. So how about you? Is Gatlop a movie you're planning on seeing? Is it one you've already seen? Let me know. Call. Leave a voicemail. The number is 602-635-6976, or shoot me an email, summer@sliceofscifi.com. You can also ping me on Twitter, @sliceofscifi. We can chat about the movie over there. You can listen to Slice of Sci-Fi on Apple Podcasts, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, and iHeartRadio. And if you're listening on Apple or Stitcher, please leave us a review or a rating and let people know that you're enjoying the show and maybe they should check it out for themselves. And if you're a member of Podchaser, you can also leave us a rating over there. I'd like to thank everyone who is currently helping to support Slice of Sci-Fi and all these shows and websites that are part of the Slice of Sci-Fi universe. Your pledges through Patreon, your donations through PayPal and Ko-fi really do help keep all of the bits and bytes here flowing. Keeps the media for the podcasts going, keeps the websites up and running. So for that, I thank you. And the people who are just now discovering Babylon 5 because of the new show that will be coming along, the Babylon podcast is still available online in its entirety for everyone to enjoy. And I am currently making a few updates to that site to make it a little bit more mobile friendly, display friendly. I'm not sure which one of those is out there, but a few improvements to all of the sites are in progress, thanks to your support. If you'd like to add your support, the place to go is patreon.com/sliceofsci-fi. Pick a tier, any tier, and you will become eligible for perks. Every month, I pick an email address out of the hat, and that person gets to choose from a book, a DVD, a Blu-ray, or a 4K. Many of the review materials I get for Slice of Sci-Fi and for Writers After Dark, I just don't have the space to keep them all. So, listeners, patrons, and friends of the shows get first dibs at some really cool stuff. And I'm also including the people on Ko-fi who are members. So check that out over there. And if you're not interested in perks but want to help support every now and then, the link to use is paypal.me/sci-fi summer. Keep an eye out also for sliceofscifi.net. That site is one of the ones being updated and expanded. That is our curated shop. All of the links there are affiliate links, but we are curating lists from myself, from Noah, Darren, Lewis, and Claire, and a few other people for their favorite items, their favorite movies, their favorite comic books, graphic novels. All purchases through there will help support all of the efforts here just as much. So again, thank you for your support. I am truly, truly grateful. But that'll do it for this episode. We'll be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi next week. Take care.